Hey friend, welcome to Jesus and Coffee. Today we are talking about the summary of your life. Now, the reason that this came about is because I was scrolling social media one weekend and we had lost a public figure. So the post went, you know, live that the person had transitioned. And then I kept scrolling and boom, another public figure gone. And then I kept scrolling and yeah, you guessed it, another one. And I was like, wow, when we pass, we all have like this little paragraph that sums up our whole life. Isn't that wild? Like, I know it's longer than just, you know, a social media post, but even if you're not a celebrity, there is still a summary that people write about you that is spoken at your service. So as I started thinking about that, I started thinking about the summary of my life. And if today were my last day, would I be satisfied with how my summary reads? And although I've done some pretty amazing things, right, I still feel like there is more for me to do here. And so I wanted to bring this conversation to you today because, you know, maybe growing up you had a dream and maybe as you got older you lost sight of that dream or maybe you got a new dream and maybe daily that dream kind of nudges at you or that purpose that God has planted deep inside of you stirs up in you sometimes and then life happens and, you know, it dies back out and then something waters it and it begins to grow again and then, you know, life be lifin'. But I kind of wanted to encourage you today to think about the summary of your life. If someone had to sit down right now and write out what your summary would look like, what would that include? Have you done your absolute best? And could you transition knowing that you've fulfilled all of the spaces that God sent you to fulfill in this world? And this is not like a weird, sad podcast episode, right? It is an awakening one because I want us to begin to think about how important we are. God did not design you, create you, allow you to go through the birthing experience, get out into this world, endure all that you have gone through up until this moment for no reason. Man, we are all created with something amazing inside of us. And it's so different. Like your amazing is different than my amazing. And that thing that I can do really well is going to be different than that thing that you can do really well. And at my big age, I don't even want to try to do your thing no more. Amen. So I hope that today you know that thing you're good at and you realize why God put you here. And if you don't, this is the perfect opportunity to kind of settle back into that little war room, to get into your position of prayer, to be in a posture that is open to receiving a word from God so that he can realign you with why you're here. Because friend, there is something for you to do here that nobody else can do like you. And you may, because it's so easy for you, think that it's a small thing. But that small thing proves to be a big thing when God is in it. So if you know your purpose, start walking in it, friend. And if you don't know your purpose, get to a place where you start figuring it out. Seek God. Ask him. He'll tell you. I remember when I was in prison, an organization came into the prison to have like weekly sessions with us. It was religious. And they brought these books and these workbooks for The Purpose-Driven Life by Rick Warren. And as I was going through these workbooks, it did not allow me to figure out what my purpose was in this world, but it did allow me to discover that I had one. So if you've not read The Purpose-Driven Life by Rick Warren, I highly suggest you get it. And this is not any type of advertisement. I'm not being paid to say this. I actually read the book in prison, brought it home with me, still had the copy that I had in prison. And I bought the book for several friends and family members as well, because I believe that there was something in that for us all. So if you haven't read the book, check it out. And maybe there you'll begin to kind of tap in to what God has for you. But definitely getting closer to God will help you discover it, friend. I just want your summary to read in a way that expresses that you gave this life all you had. And what you left behind will continue long after you are gone. And while we're talking about a purpose-driven life, I got to share this story that just came to mind. So I was just getting home from prison. I had moved to Charlotte, North Carolina, and was going to school, but I really didn't know what God had for me next. And I stumbled upon this radio station and started interning, basically working for free. Yeah, and I was executive producer of the morning show and co-host there, right? So I had to find these stories and these people to interview and all of that. And I came across this story of a young man who lost his job and became a painter, right? So I reached out to him to see if we could do a story on him because it felt a little inspirational. Little did I know his story was absolutely amazing. So this guy was working and he had actually injured himself at work. So he couldn't work and he and his family had fallen on really hard times and it was like the struggle season for them, okay? And he was falling into a bad place mentally. So his wife brought him some painting utensils just to give him something to do, right? So he starts painting and OMG, these paintings go on to be worth so much money. Lots of celebrities have bought these paintings now, and he actually makes a living being a painter. He would have never known that painting was even his thing if God hadn't allowed something to be taken away. If he hadn't lost that job, if he hadn't suffered that injury, he would have never come across what God had given him from the beginning. His name is Caleb Lee. 81 on Instagram if you want to look him up at C-A-L-E-B-L-E-E 81. But anyway, I think his story is amazing. I truly admire he and his wife. And I just think that that story says a lot about all of our stories because a lot of us are so busy doing what we think we have to do in order to, you know, make a living or make ends meet or take care of our families. And God is saying, hey, I put something in you before you were even created in your mother's womb that you are supposed to be giving to this world. And once you do, everything will change. So I want you to find that thing today, friend, and begin to rewrite the summary of your life. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I come to you today just praying for those of us that have yet to tap into what you've created us to be. Lord, those of us who don't know why we're here or what we're supposed to be doing. Maybe we know we do some things well, but we're not really confident in those things, so we don't think that we should share them with the world. Lord, I just ask that you would give us that confidence today. Lord, that you would help us to see that we are set apart on purpose, that we are unique, that we are odd even, Lord. But we know it ain't odd, it's God, that you created us to be different, because that difference in us is going to make a difference in the world. Lord, I pray for those that feel like they are in a creative fog right now, Lord, that maybe they've been creating and they've been doing good and they've been on a brink of a breakthrough. And Lord, just suddenly they feel a little foggy. They find it hard to write. They feel it hard to create. The songs they used to sing, they can't find them anymore, Lord. Somebody dances, Lord, and they haven't had the energy. Somebody speaks, Lord, and they haven't had the words. Lord, somebody is drawing and painting and they've been sharing their gifts with the world, Lord, but something came in and abruptly changed it. Lord, I just ask that you would help them find that again. Lord, help them tap into that courage that brings them closer to who you've created them to be. Lord, help them to see that they are a masterpiece, that you created them masterfully, and that their talents will go on to create masterpieces just as amazing. Lord, I remember an English teacher told me one day that English paper I turned in should have gotten an F because it was written so outside of the rules of writing. And as I began to get fearful and choke up, Lord, she said, but you got an A. You are writing like Picasso paints. And I didn't understand what she meant, Lord. So she explained that Picasso painted outside of the rules of art and that I was writing outside of the rules of writing. And that she didn't want to fail my paper because it may convince me to stop writing that way. And she wanted me to keep writing outside of the lines. So, Lord, I want to pray for somebody right now that is drawing outside the lines, that is writing outside the lines, that is speaking outside the lines. Lord, somebody that's not singing on beat. Lord, somebody that is dancing outside of the rhythm. Lord, the reason that it feels so weird is because we are the first ones to do it. So it's not going to look like what it's been looking like. It's not going to fit into the mold. Everyone is not going to applaud it first, because it's not what they're used to seeing. But Lord, I just want to encourage somebody to stay the course, to keep doing what you've been doing, because you are creating your own breakthrough, that God already has the time set, that the people that are going to appreciate it are already on the way, and that everything that is going to change the summary of your life is waiting on you to do what you've got to do. So Lord, I thank you. I thank you that you have created us for a time such as this. I thank you that you have equipped us to handle this season and whatever lies ahead. And I thank you that everything that has happened before now has happened on purpose to get us to whatever is coming next. Lord, I thank you. I praise you. I honor you. I am grateful for you. And Lord, I know that your mercy, your love, your grace is efficient, and that the plan you have for our lives goes far beyond anything we can imagine. So we thank you for that as well. In your son, Jesus' name, amen. Have an amazing remainder of your day, friend. Catch you next time on Jesus and Coffee.